There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Lions fans, this is your team.
Changing the mood for people that are watching the show on Twitch or
what do you mean?
Oh, because we turned the lights out. I'm curious to see how it shows up on the video feed.
On the camera stream.
Yeah, hopefully it's good enough, but understand.
Well, we need to explain to the audience why we're doing that, because people might not have heard. I missed the beginning of the show, went in to get just a...
This is fine.
What's that?
It'll be fine on TV. Okay, actually, good. It looks cooler.
Does it?
Yeah. You look...
I can't possibly look cooler.
I think you do.
Do I?
Kang, if you can get a look at the video feed, do you think Doug looks cooler now with the lights out?
Let me look here. It's hard for Doug to look cool, so hold on.
Thanks.
And Doug, go ahead and continue explaining why you're wearing your sunglasses again.
Because I had a bit of a procedure on our torn retina today. I didn't think it was going to be this, but it turned out to be that. And I asked, can I go to work? They said yes, but I do have super light sensitivity and some swelling in my eye. So I'm wearing sunglasses in studio, and I look awesome.
Well, here, I think it's only two ways you can go with this. You either look super cool or super tool. So I think that's where you're at.
But the people don't know anything, like, is going to say, look at this DB.
Yes, that's why it's super tool or super cool.
Well, trust me when I tell you, this is not the look of choice. But anyway, this is our football team. What's your concerns? 248-539-9797. You know, I feel like we did this with the Tigers under Jim Leland from like 2006 to 2014 or 15 or whenever they stopped competing. And we were constantly trying to be the perfect baseball team, right? Address everything. You want to be great here and you want the backup to be great. But perfection is not really achievable. I mean, there's some elite teams that just blow out everybody and run away and hide, and you know, maybe we've come close to it with UConn basketball or something, but of late, you know, there's the Chiefs. I mean, I don't know if the Chiefs are perfect. They got the new Tom Brady.
They've got the elite quarterback.
They got the cheat code at the most important position in the game.
And then they've helped them out in other areas, and they have some pretty great players throughout that roster, but the entire roster is not, it's not an all-pro at every position. They've done a good job of filling the roster. What Brad Holmes has done is an excellent job of drafting and building depth on this team and acquiring the right players. Another ticket text that came in, Albert from the East Side, says, just as important as adding the right piece is not adding the wrong piece. They place a high importance on the attitude of the player and the locker room, and so do I.
Well, I mean, I've said this a whole bunch. Brad Holmes has his formula, right? He's got his belief system, and I suppose Dan Campbell buys in as well, and he's true to it, and it's unique, and in the past, it's been described when you do something that's a little bit against the grain or just even a little bit veering off the beaten path, and I think he has in terms of their vetting and what they look for in a player to add to this locker room. Whenever you veer off the beaten path a little bit, when it doesn't work, tell me if you've heard this before, you get accused of trying to be the smartest guy in the room, right? Well, so far, the evidence that we've gotten back is that Brad Holmes might be the smartest guy in the room. And if that's the case, then I've kind of adopted, and you've probably heard it reflected in the way we've talked about it the last 3 weeks, is let Brad cook. Let him be true to his philosophy. And if that means passing on a player that wows you with statistics, but is a locker room cancer or a challenge that they don't want that guy introduced into what they have, because what they have now is so healthy, then I'm kind of okay with it. I want to see this thing come to fruition and go all the way down the road with what Brad Holmes is doing, because if he is the smartest guy in the room and they do get one Super Bowl, like, for there's nothing that says so far that they can't get two or three. And I get it. We all want one. But it doesn't feel like he's overcommitted, and it's going to get some cap challenges moving forward.
Well, he hasn't pushed all his chips to go all in on 1 year.
No, but so the idea that, yes, with Sewell's contract in 2 years and Goff's contract in 2 years, it's really going to evaporate some cap space. But that's probably the biggest reason why he is so reluctant to give up draft picks, is because he's going to need those draft picks to repopulate the roster. Because he's got financial commitments to people after 2025.
Something else it's fun to watch with that, though, is that because you have so many contracts that are big contracts with, you know, Sewell and Goff and St. Brown and McNeil and others, is that at some point you can ask to restructure to ease the burden.
You can.
You know, and you've got a number of contracts you can do that. Now, you're just kicking the can down the road at some point, but for now, this window is open for a bunch of years. They didn't go completely all in, although they went as all in as you can go with the players that were available at the trade deadline. I like it because the move is not just this year. It's so affordable next year as well. And because that window stays open, but the window is wide open right now. And they've got an excellent team. And I think they'll be tested a little bit on Sunday, even though the Texans are... they're not playing their best right now. They've got a bunch of injuries, but they're getting the player back. They're getting Nico Collins back, which should help them out. And they still have a pretty good pass rushing defense. And it's a national televised game. It's Sunday Night Football, so there's more juice to it as well. We'll see how they do there. But the schedule is not easy for the Lions the rest of the way. I think they have like the eighth hardest schedule the rest of the season. But this is a team that has improved themselves from one day to the next.
It's clear Brad's not going to force anything. He has his philosophy. He stays true to himself. He says it all the time. And I think maybe the stars just aligned. You know, Za'Darius Smith was available. He's the type of player they want. They needed a player like that. They made the move. It's, to me, he owed it to the team, though. He owed it to the coaching staff. He owed it to the fans. He owed it to ownership this year to make this move, because they're so damn close. They're If you go by analytics and stuff, ESPN put the graphic up yesterday. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Now, it's not like they're the odds-on favorite, but they're ahead of the Chiefs.
When did that come out?
They came out before the trade.
So, wait a sec. I mean, the analytics, right?
Yeah.
That's sort of an all-encompassing term. And there's, you know, so I'm always a little bit leery of that. In Vegas, they weren't the favorite, were they?
No, this is just based on strength of schedule, player, how they play, all that stuff.
Because you get into some of these weird analytics things, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but I find that really intriguing, Kang. Yesterday, we were discussing college football's ESPN's football percentage index, and what was it? Ohio State was ranked second, and Oregon was ranked seventh.
And I think Alabama was three with two losses.
So it's somewhat dismissive, and I could see a two-loss team. I cannot see a team that beat another team being five spots behind them in the rankings, but that's when you get down the analytics road where you leave it all up to a formula and numbers and all that, and it can spit out stuff that doesn't make a whole ton of sense or devalues the actual head-to-head data that we have with Ohio State and Oregon. So I don't know what the analytics formula is, but before the trade, I mean, the Lions were, according to ESPN's some measure of ESPN analytics, they had them as the Lions a favorite.
Yeah, it was like a 20% chance to win the Super Bowl. Everyone else followed in line after.
20%? That's high. That's great.
I like it. Some ticker text coming in. They didn't show the Amik Robertson penalty, but that one pissed me off because we almost got out of Green Bay without giving up a touchdown, and would have if it wasn't for that unnecessary, undisciplined penalty.
Yeah, didn't he have a quote saying he didn't really do anything and he didn't understand it?
Yeah, he came out and said that. I was saying something towards, I don't know, somebody else, or the ref, or not the ref, maybe it was the crowd or somebody or his own teammates, I don't know, but he said it is what it is, moving on, you know? Because clearly at that point, it just tacked on a meaningless touchdown for Green Bay.
So this, look, again, this is a minor thing, okay? It's a very minor thing, but it's something that, you know, you grow a little concerned about. That's the kind of thing that scares me just a little bit, that the Lions are getting a reputation. If Amik Robertson truly and sincerely celebrated with his teammates or did something towards the crowd, other than the double bird, we know you can get a flag for a double bird. If he did something that was innocent and they got flagged for it.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That could be an example of getting a reputation, and you get super sensitive refs and the league coming after them.
It can, but or it could just
could be
that.
Nothing.
Or
it
you
could
just have a super sensitive ref that, you know, this happens around the league. Dan Campbell, yesterday when he was on with the morning show, they asked him the question about, do you think that, are you worried that you guys are getting the reputation because Branch got those fines early in the season, and then what happened in the game on Sunday, and he wasn't concerned about it.
And I trust him. Like, I'm glad you brought that up, because I really do, in spite of these things that I feel like I'm starting to get blasted for saying it, but in spite of these minor concerns, and their minor concerns are just something that I'm thinking about. It's like, hey, is that a leak in the foundation? I don't think so, but I want to keep my eye on that.
No, but it's something I tend to agree with you, because I worry that the Kirby Joseph, with, you know, taking two players out in the last season, With Tyler Higbee and T.J. Hockenson with his tackling, you do get that reputation. I mean, the video is all over the place of Stafford going right up to his face saying, you know you're dirty, bro. You know you're dirty.
Right. But anyway, but circling back to what I was at, I do trust the leadership of this team to, if they sense a problem, they'll address it.
The graphic from the game, Jason Nakar says, the graphics that the Lions have the second most defensive penalties in the NFL.
Okay. All right, so just recapping, the question for you is, since this is our team, this is the roster, this is who we have moving forward, barring some, you know, some waiver wire additions that typically are, you know, very minor, what's your concern? What's your concern? We're set up for the stretch run, not a perfect team. Gator's concern is injuries. My concern is, feels like the quarterback's taking a bunch of hits, which I guess is related to injuries, but I also don't love second and 19. And Kang's concern is penalties.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.